Hi, Glenn Robbins here.
And Dave O'Neill here, and we have a podcast called...
Somehow Related.
Where we get two topics and got to work out how they are related.
And they are somehow related. We go on a journey, we tell stories, we do reenactments, you learn facts, you learn things that you didn't know you already knew, and then you get an answer at the end.
We've got a new home on Nine Podcasts, so excited. New episodes every Tuesday. Tap the follow button wherever you get your podcast and never miss an episode.
Somehow Related.
Now on Afternoons, it's time to go travelling.
Well, indeed, and last week in travel, John Stanley, I recall, was kind enough to take you on a trip to Morocco, half his luck. That's obviously the very top of Africa. So today I thought we'd head to the very bottom of the continent. We're going to check out South Africa, which from what I've seen, I've not been there, but from what I've been told and from family that have been there, has an absolute stack to offer. Beautiful beaches, breathtaking, obviously, wild safaris, but they're just part of the story in South Africa, a destination that often goes unnoticed when adding to the bucket list for so many people. Maybe people think it's hard to get to. It's not. There are direct flights and the rest of it, fantastic wines, incredible culture, and then from Africa, you know, South Africa, you can tack on visits, I don't know, Victoria Falls, maybe you do the Cape to Cairo thing, whatever floats your boat. Now, if you've done South Africa, quote-unquote, love to hear from you, 131873, but I want to go to the expert. We're going to dive in and break it all down. Julie DiPaolo is from a group called Bench Africa. They specialise, as the name suggests, in this part of the world, and she's on the line. Julie, really lovely of you to join me. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Michael, for having me today. And it's one of my loves is South Africa and Africa in general. So yeah. I'm excited to be sharing my love with you.
Well, I'm very glad you're here. I mean, South Africa, it's a love of yours, as you say. Why? How did the love affair start?
Oh, gosh, it started 25 years ago, Michael, when I landed my feet in South Africa, and that was it. I was sold, hooked. And I've been selling Africa for 25 years, for Bench Africa. And I have to say, it is one of the bucket list destinations, but I always say to people, don't wait to fulfill your bucket list. Do it now. It has so much to offer everyone, okay. Families, couples, singles, you name it. It is the destination of a lifetime.
Well, that's okay. Now, let's just go through that because a range of people listen to us, as you know. But singles, we often forget single travel, and yet, you know, that is becoming a bigger and bigger slice of the market. A lot of singles, I assume, would feel safe getting on a flight and going to London or Berlin or something like that. South Africa is a little more exotic, dare we say it. So as a single male, a single woman, maybe in your 50s or something like that, is it easy, welcoming?
Very welcoming indeed, Michael. So I think what we must remember is that when anyone is looking at travelling anywhere in the world, they should be looking at an expert supplier. So hence Bench Africa, we've been operating for 55 years. So when it comes to a single traveller, they have nothing to fear and nothing to worry about because it's all looked after for you. I think Africa is one of those destinations that once you land in Johannesburg, for example, the gateway to South Africa, there will be someone there to meet you and greet you and assist you to your transfer.
Okay. Yep.
So you don't have anything to worry about. Everything is handled for you. We can handle as much or as little as you desire.
Now, one of the things I know a lot of our listeners love is golf. And, you know, increasingly people are creating destination or sort of thematic holidays. They're not just seeing churches and castles. They're going for golf, for example. Now, I mean, my South African mates say, look, they say, you've got to go and see Sun City. It's amazing. Sun City. Now, I've never seen, I don't know, it sounds like Disneyland meets golf. Is that fair enough?
I think that's a fair analysis of it, actually. But it does have two of the most famous golf courses, Gary Player Golf Course. So it kind of captures everything for a family. So if you've got someone who's interested in golf, it ticks your boxes. If you've got family who want to visit the local or the close safari park called Pilansberg Game Reserve, which is malaria-free, again, it ticks the boxes because it's right next door to Sun City. So, yes, golf's also on the Cape, Cape Town and the Garden Route. There are some spectacular golf courses that you can go on. And also there's a lovely train called Rovers Rail that does specialise a golf journey.
You're giving away a secret here, but that is my bucket list. Many years ago, when I was single and had some money in the bank, I looked at doing Rovers Rail Cape to Dar es Salaam, and I didn't do it, and I regret it because I've seen the prices since. But nonetheless, that would be one hell of a journey. Tell people about that train. It's the blue train in South Africa too. I know
there
people have done that.
There is the blue train.
Amazing.
And there is Rovers. and Rovers Rail. So Rovers Rail, anyone who likes cruising is going to like Rail Journey because you unpack once and then you enjoy the activities off the train, in particular Rovers Rail. So it is something a luxury. You get to see the countryside at the comfort of the train. It is a lovely way to travel. But you did touch on, you mentioned expensive. Now, I think that's a preconception that people think that Africa is expensive. It's actually not. You can do it very affordable. We've got a package at the moment, 6 nights for $2,200. Now, that includes your breakfast and your dinners and your activities and your transfers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that is a bargain in itself and a very popular one that takes you to Kruger National Park and also their private concession.
Okay. So how's the dollar going against the rand? Because, I mean, it used to be about 1 to 10 or something. Are we still about that? Or
1 to 11, actually.
Okay,
so it's very
better.
Affordable to travel in South Africa.
Okay, I've got to ask you about safety. We know South Africa has a terrible homicide rate and things like that. I would imagine a lot of people that go there don't hire a car. I'd imagine they go on escorted tours or they get out of Johannesburg pretty quickly, do they? I mean, what's the story?
Well, I just recently did a self-drive. Now, self-drive is becoming a lot more popular now. Again, you've got to ensure that you book through a reputable company, and I'm going to say Bench Africa again. I just recently did a self-drive on the Garden Route, and it was incredible. The roads were amazing. I travelled with my family, 2 children and my partner. I did not feel unsafe at all. Obviously, you take precautions wherever you go. So you go knowing that you're informed, you respect the local customs, and therefore you can enjoy the country's rich cultural and natural attractions safely. So people do have a misconception it's unsafe, but I think it's totally uncalled for because you could travel anywhere in the world and you could go to areas that are unsafe and safe. So we would guide you as to what areas are the best places to go to.
Yeah, look, that's a fair enough point. Look, we're running out of time. We haven't really mentioned, I suppose, the great draw card, and that is the safari. I mean, you've got Kruger National Park. Years and years ago, my parents went to Leopard Hills up that, and they still rave about it. That's extraordinary. It is one of the great treats of the world, I guess, if you can somehow, and I haven't done it, but from what I've seen and heard, if you can get on one of these quality safari places. I mean, it is something unlike anything you'll experience anywhere else, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of people, their bucket list is to see the big game and the big five, the lion, the leopard, the rhino, the buffalo and the elephant. And if you go to a private concession, that is where you have an intimate experience between yourselves and the game in front of you. It's not like Kruger National Park, where it's a national park and everyone in a vehicle can travel. In a private concession, you will only have the vehicles from your lodge, which would be 2 at a sighting. Now, to immerse yourself in that, and if you're sitting in an open vehicle and all of a sudden this leopard comes up to you and you're staring at it in its eyes and it's looking back at you, there is no other experience
special,
like that
special.
Ever. It's so special.
I just got a call come through from Diana who says, can I do activities there if I'm on a walking frame? So we looked at people who were single, but what about people who might be a few years older, they have some mobility issues? Is it very accessible?
It is accessible, so we would have to tailor it to her needs. So, again, we've had people in wheelchairs that go with carers, wheelchair-friendly properties.
Yep.
Yes, you can still do it. Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. And before you go, the wines aren't bad either, I'm told.
Oh, the wines and the food, Michael, and the dollar. It is so cheap to eat good. There is nothing like a South African wine, and the food is exquisite.
You get the braais, and what's that thing? Mrs. Ball's mango chutney. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yes, the chutney. And all I say is when you're travelling to Africa, make sure you wear elastic-waisted pants, because you are going to be putting on some kilos.
Bring the tracky decks. Well, that's a fashion statement from Australia.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Really informative to speak with you, Julie. Thank you. So I can hear the passion, so I can understand it's on the bucket list for a lot of people. Don't wait. That's the message. Thank you for your time, Julie.
Thank you so much, Michael.
My pleasure. Julie DiPaolo, there, she's from Bench Africa. Knows her stuff by the sound of things.
Origin is about doing whatever it takes, taking no prisoners.
40 seconds and the countdown is on. Sterling.
Being ruthless.
Sterling, the man that plays 100% every time he runs.
Love it or hate it. We all love it.
No sporting rivalry has spawned more stories than State of Origin.
Created rugby league history.
Welcome to Series 2 of Stories of Origin. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Stories of Origin.